Today's daf is daf Pei Hei, and we'll begin with a rousing presidential. Kohenim she'eini osa al-pi Abba v'al-pi Avicha v'al-pi Achi v'al-pi Achicha. So a woman now swears that she, obviously it means that she asks her what it is that she does. For your father, for my brother, for your brother. Since in all of these cases, she doesn't owe him any of this anyway, he doesn't have any rights to be mefer, because this is not a neder she'esh bo inu nefesh, and not a neder she'eder dvarim she'beino levina. It's not assumed to be part of our relationship. It's not directly between us. It's not mechuyevet to your father. However, if she says, eini osal picha, how about if she says, I won't do what I do is also to you, there, and it's tzarich lafer. It's not that he can't be mefer, he doesn't need to be mefer, because since what it is that she makes now with her hands is mishu'ubedet to him anyway, in return for his mizonot, because of that, there's no need for him to be mefer at all, because she's trying to be oser at something that is not hers to be oser. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, nonetheless, she should be mefer. Shemba ta'adif alav yoter min ha'ra'ui, because she may make more than the minimum amount that she's supposed to make, because the chamish shloim, the yud alav mishnah we had back in Ketubah. And if she makes more, Rabbi Akiva holds that she has the right to keep the ha'adafah. So that means that there are things which are hers that she's going to now ask on her husband. That's dvarim shebeino levina, and therefore he can be mefer. It should be mefer, otherwise he's going to get stuck. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I agree with the Tanakhama that actually the ha'adafa does not belong to her. Therefore, for that he doesn't have to be mefer. But I'll tell you anyway, he should be mefer. You know why? Because Shema Yigar Shena, suppose he divorces her. So if he divorces her, at that point she's not Mishubedet. She's not Mishubedet, the Neder will chal then. So now suppose he wants to remarry her, now it's too late for him to do anything about this Neder. So he won't be able to do anything about it. So therefore, he should now go ahead and be made for in order that that should be avoided. So there's a number of different issues over here. In other words, it's not clear what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says over here. I mean, he obviously, first of all, what he's saying is that even though right now she doesn't own these things because she's not divorced, nonetheless it will be chal if she does get divorced. Now that means that she can be osera davar shelo b'lo olam. It's not hers to ask her at this point. And nonetheless it's going to be chal at the point when it becomes hers. That's like trying to be magdish something that you don't own yet. Because this is like hegdish, right? Making a neder, konamo, it's like hegdish. So he apparently holds that a person can be aser and davar shelo b'olam. He can make chalot on a davar shelo b'olam. He can achieve different states. Now obviously the Tanakhama disagrees with this. First of all, the Tanakhama holds that it may be that all the Tanakhama holds is that it wouldn't help. Maybe they don't disagree fundamentally. Maybe they agree that the neder might be chal, but they hold that it's not going to help to be mefer in this case. So in other words, either the neder wasn't chal at all, because it's a davar shelo b'olam, or it may be that it won't help in a case where you're going to be mefer now, it's not going to help for something that would be later on. That's not so partial, right? That's why it becomes us. So he better be made for now.
So like what becomes us?
Whatever she makes.
Her past, which is
now.
If he decides to remarry her,
He's going to be stuck if he marries her now.
The divorce is nothing, but maybe remarry.
Well, the divorce also. I mean, Lamaisa, the net is going to affect him. It means he can't have any. But obviously, if he ever plans to take her back, he won't be able to.
Is there any relationship with the
said
it has to have
a mashmaut? No, not directly. Because the thing that you're answering does have mashmaut. It just isn't here yet. So it's not 100% clear. I mean, we have a number of issues over here. First of all, hafara may not help after divorce, for after divorce. Secondly, the neder may not even be chal in the first place because it's davar shelo. Then we have the machloket about ha'adafa. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees with the Tanakhama that the ha'adafa doesn't belong to her anyway, so I don't have to worry about that. But he is only concerned about the gerushin.
Fruit
are usher on me. Doesn't
mean fruit are usher on me. So even the fruit will grow in a half a year's time.
So we'll see more about that. We'll see. We'll see. We will see in the
Gemara.
Very soon, in a few moments. Okay, so we have basically three shitot. The shitot of the Tanakhama says there's no need to be made for it because the neder doesn't affect a darn thing. So he apparently, whoever the Tanakhama is, doesn't hold that you even have to be choshish for hadafa. You don't have to be choshish for after gerushin, or perhaps you do have to be choshish, but there's nothing to do with it anyway. Rabbi Akiva holds there's always the problem of hadafa because the hadafa belongs to her, not to him. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no, the hadafa belongs to him, but there's the other problem of the neder being chalim of Shalom Bali Olam after they get divorced. Therefore, you should be made for now, and that hafara helps for later. Shmuel comes along, Omar Shmuel, and paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, halachak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which means, the way we've understood Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is that he holds that the Adam is makdish davar shelo ba'al olam. L'meimer l'kasava Shmuel Adam makdish davar shelo ba'al olam. In other words, Shmuel is agreeing that you should be made for a neder because the neder will be chal maybe 20 years from now when it comes into a rishus to make it. Right now it's not in a rishus because she's not in the Guresh. The problem is that we know that Shmuel does not paskin that way. Shmuel actually paskins that in Adam Magdish Shalom Dava Shalom Baal Olam. So how do we understand this contradiction? Here we have the opposite case. A husband goes, and he's makdish the maisi yadayim of his wife that are supposed to be his. And he says, I wanted to actually go to Hekdash. It's not a nether. It's actually Hekdash. Hare zo osa v'ochelet. So the Tanakhama holds, makes absolutely no difference what he does. She can go right ahead and continue now to do her maisi yadayim, and she eats that maisi yadayim. Now, how would that work? Well, there's two possibilities here. First of all, she could say, look, you're going to start playing games with my maisi yadayim. You know what? Don't give me mezainis. I'll keep my own maisi yadayim. They don't belong to you. Now, that's the sheet of Ravuna, that a woman can always say on any takana that's for her benefit, I don't want your takana. So instead of accepting my husband's money, I'll make my own money. Don't give me this business of being makdish my maisi yadayim. So she can ignore him and go ahead and eat. That's one possibility. And if you don't hold the ravuna, that a woman can reject that takana, then you have to learn that the case over there is talking about where he isn't being ma'alel ha'mizonot. So since she's not being ma'alel ha'mizonot, she ignores him. You can't ask her my maisi yadayim. Rabbi Meir Omer Hegdesh. And Rabbi Meir says that, no, it's Hegdash. And we're talking about over there, where the Gemara comes out over there, that it's referring to a case where he doesn't give her the extra allowance. Remember, the Ma'a Kesev, that was above and beyond her actual Mizonot. And that takes the place of the Motar Maisi Adayim, which makes more than the norm. And he says that would become a Hekdesh. Why? When would that become a Hekdesh? He doesn't own it. It becomes Hekdesh if she dies. And now he does own it because he inherits her. So at that point it becomes Hekdesh. How can he make something Hekdesh that he doesn't own now? That's because Rabbi Meir Shita is Adam Magdish Davar Shelo Baal Olam. Similar to what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says over here. So Rabbi Yochanan Hasan Laromer, no way. It's completely chulin. And the reason that it's chulin, obviously, is because you can't make something Hekdesh you don't know now that you're going to own later. And Shmuel Paskins Beferush over there, like Rabbi Yochanan Asayla, against his own psak here, like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, that on a mizmakdish tavashlo baleola. Alma ain adam makdish tavashlo baleola. So obviously Shmuel, if he's passing like Rabbi Yochanan Asayla, holds that you cannot make something Kodesh if it's not in your hands to be making it Kodesh now. So then why does he say in our case that a woman can make her Maisi Adayim Kodesh for the event that she'll get divorced from her husband, and at that point it will kick in. She can't do it now, then she shouldn't be able to do it in a way that should be Chal later, any more than you can be Magid something which you're only going to own after you inherit somebody, which is what Rabbi Yochanan Asamber is saying cannot be, and that's our Shmuel Paskins. V'chi tema. Now, maybe you'll try to say that Shmuel didn't mean here to Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri across the board. Remember that there were a number of different elements in contention over here. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri was clearly saying not like Rabbi Akiva, right? He was saying, no, when it comes to Ha'adafa, forget about it. She doesn't own now the Ha'adafa. That wouldn't be a problem. He doesn't have to be Mefer for that. What he only has to worry about is the future. So maybe all that Shmuel meant was, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is right. She doesn't own the Ha'adafa. As far as what he's saying, that's wrong. You certainly don't have to worry about after Gerishin either. But I'm only posketing like him to indicate that you shouldn't worry about Ha'adafa the way Rabbi Akiva learns. Maybe that's all that Shmuel meant, in which case it's consistent, Piskei Halachot. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Asander, then Eilan HaMagdish Tavashiro Baliolam. And he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri here only insofar as he holds that Ha'adafa belongs to a Baal and not to an Isha. That's ridiculous. I mean, if that's what he's trying to say, don't you think he has to make that clear? You paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. The words Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri said is Yafer. I mean, so you're telling me, well, but he doesn't agree with that part. He doesn't agree with that part. That was the main part. See, if that's all that he meant, he should have said, Aloka Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri vis-a-vis Ha'adafa, and make it clear to us. So then, Lema Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri be'Ha'adafa, specifically, that's what he should have said. Or, he could have said, to make it very clear, the gears of the Ron here is, Inami, in Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Let me make it very simple by saying Rabbi Akiva says you have to worry about Ha'adafa in Halacha Rabbi Akiva. You do not have to worry about Ha'adafa. Or why not just go straight out and say Halacha Ketanakana? There's nothing to worry about. On any level. You don't have to be Mefer because of Ha'adafa. For that matter, you don't have to be Mefer. He could have said Ein Adam Magid Dover Shelo Baleolam anyway. So what's there to worry about? That way, you're saying there's no problem with Ha'adafa. And there's no problem with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. I mean, the most ridiculous way of saying that what you want to say is Ein Adam Magdish Davar Shelo Baleolam, or you don't have to worry about Ha'adafa, is to pass it like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. I mean, that's just absolutely crazy. There's many ways to say exactly what you mean. Right? If you would have just said Aloha Ketana Kama, basically cover all your bases. Ooh, that's a big problem. So apparently Shmuel is contradicting himself. Here he seems to really be paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, that a woman asa her maaseya dying with a neder that will be chal only after divorce. We happen to have witnesses that Richie arrived in time for the Daf Yomi, and nonetheless came to the Daf Yomi 17 minutes later. 17. This is after arriving in the Rova Yerudim in plenty of time to attend Daf Yomi. I put it to the court.
No, there were extenuating circumstances. Oh.
He's asking. He's asking for chanina.
Definitely extenuating circumstances.
You missed an awful lot here. So in other words, Shmuel now is contradicting himself.
Shmuel,
Shmuel on the one hand is paskening, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that a dover shelo bo la'olam is indeed a viable way of asking, and the woman can ask for something that does not yet exist. On two levels it doesn't exist. First of all, her ability to create this issur doesn't exist, because she's not divorced. Secondly, the thing that she wants to ask her doesn't exist. So no matter how you look at it, I mean, this is ridiculous. She doesn't have the right to ask her, even if it did exist, which is itself a davar shelo baliyola. The rights is a davar shelo baliyola, but the thing that she wants to ask her is also lo baliyola. You get divorced 20 years from now. So that he paskins, but that a person should be able to be magdish a davar shelo baliyola, that's impossible. How do you explain that? Elo Amar Rav Yosef, okay, I'll tell you, there's a big difference, you know? The difference is, I don't understand why you're comparing Hegdish to Konamot. Let me ask you something. Can I asher your peirot, make them Hegdish? Can I say your peirot are Hegdish? Of course not. They're not mine to make Hegdish. Can I say your peirot are asur on me? Absolutely. So you see that Konamot do not require that the thing should be yours in your rishus. So it's the same thing over here. The woman is asking something that indeed is not in her rishus. So, big deal. I mean, that's no different than any time. So, konamot ol adam aser perot chaveiro alav. If a man can ask for someone else's fruit on himself, so then he can ask for davar shelo baliyolam alav. I mean, basically, fruit that is not yours is like a davar shelo baliyolam vis-a-vis your power. Says a buy that is absolutely ridiculous. Exactly, that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what are you saying? You know what? A person can asur somebody else's fruit. How? Because he owns himself. He can create the surim on himself. He doesn't have to own the peirot because he does the netter by changing his relationship to those peirot. But he couldn't asur the guy's peirot on the guy, could he? I mean, that's what she's trying to do over here. She doesn't own the peirot, and she doesn't own the ability to answer the peirot at this point, right? So that means she doesn't have anything. She doesn't have the power. So it's like she's trying to answer the fruit on another person. She can answer the fruit on another person. So, Adam oser peirot chaveiro alav. Obviously, a person can answer someone else's fruit on himself, because he can answer his own fruit on his other friends. I mean, it's exactly the same thing. As long as one or the other is mine, I can either create the Yisr in terms of myself, or I can create the Yisr in terms of that which is mine, the item. But I certainly can't create an Yisr when I don't have either. I don't have the item, and I don't own the individual. It isn't me. So the reason I can answer my friend's perot on me is because I can answer my perot on my friends. Basically, all I need to be able to do is to access one of those two things. But can I answer a davar shelo baliyolam on my husband? Like, maybe you tell me I can answer a davar shelo baliyolam on myself. Fine. Answer it on yourself. But how are you going to answer it on your husband? And over here, there are no peirot. There are davar shelo baliyolam. And you're answering it on someone that you don't have the keach to answer it on until later. But that's a davar shelo baliyolam on both ends. So there ain't not a Moser Perot Chaviro Chaviro. Therefore, makes no sense. Elam Ravuna Greater Rabbi Yoshua. No merit ye kachu yadaila oseyim. Clearly, the case in the Mishnah cannot be referring to Perot that will appear 20 years from now after I get divorced. We're talking about assuring these Perot through assuring your own yadayim. That's the pshat. So she says, you know what, dear hubby, vis-a-vis you, these hands are holy. In other words, she's assuring now the yadayim and that which will come from the yadayim. So, the yadayim eat new balls. The yadayim are here. So what, says the Gemara? What do you mean the yadayim are here? But the yadayim she doesn't own. Why, if she says that, will it be Kodesh? I thought the husband has the rights to the production of those hands. So how could she ask for her hands when they're not hers. Well, no, she said, l'chi migarsha. When we get divorced, and then I own my hands. She's a very optimistic woman. When we get divorced, and then I own my hands. So at that point, it should be also to you. So then, that part is still here. Says the Gemara, but hashtem yet lo migarsha. So, it's all very nice to say, if you hold Adam Magdish Davar Shalom Bale Olam. Okay, so then she's answering something which is Bale Olam. But if you hold that Ein Adam Magdish Davar Shalom Bale Olam. So it means if you don't have the keach to do something now, you can't do it for later. So how is it going to help that the Yadayim are here? So the Yadayim are here. How can I answer these Yadayim if I'm unable to create a Chalotam is Yadayim if I hold the Dovah Shalom Bale Olam? Isn't Chal? Omer Abila, look, it's really not the way you're looking at it at all. You're looking at it that she doesn't own her hands. That's not true. Of course she owns her hands. The point is that she has a lien on anything that her hands will produce that's supposed to go to her husband. In exchange for the mizonos. Let's say, we'll talk about that as Ansel Pashut. But we'll get to that in a moment. So, that means, you know what this is like? Let's say, how about a guy owns a field? Okay? He's going to sell this field to somebody. So he makes a deal with this guy. He says, look, I want you to know that if I buy this field back, I'm telling you right now, I want it to be Hegdish when I buy it back. So now, in that case, since he does own the field now, and since the field is a Dovah Shabali Yoylon, why would that be a problem? Both his power to be Magdish exists, and the field that he wants to be Magdish exists. He wants to put off that Hagdish until a later time. Please, go right ahead.
He can do it now.
He certainly can. He still owns the field.
He hasn't sold it yet.
I'm about to sell it to you, but I want you to know when I buy it back from you, it should be anchored.
What's
it
going to do with the other? What's it going to do with the buyer?
Yeah, exactly. What is it?
The buyer was a representative of aliens. Never start up with aliens. You're not expected to understand alien psychology. No, the buyer wants this.
He wants to keep it nice.
Doesn't have to shut it back.
Keep it up. It's not going to be for me. Don't bring it up.
Well, you're reaching for the mortgage. The guy takes the jack.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Mortgages? We're going to talk about the mortgages in a minute. So now, please don't remember.
Oh, no, not one of those.
Never do that.
Four to five. Four to five, that's all I have to say.
Well, yeah. So now, so in that case, why wouldn't it be Kodesh? So why isn't this basically the same thing? She really owns her hands. It's just that she's got a shibud. So she's saying, at the time that I get my hands back, now in that case I get my hands back through getting you to divorce me, but I can get my hands back if I do, so then I want to answer it. I think of Rabbi Yom, it's still not the same thing. I don't understand. You already say she owns her hands, but she doesn't own her hands completely because of the fact that it's lien. You're bringing me a case from the Sada. The Sada is not lien. I mean, why not talk about a case? You know, the Sada that I will, I mean, Sada that I did sell you should be Kaddish. Could you do that? So, Matkev or Rabbi Yom, Midami, Sada Zushani Mocher Lacha. If you're saying, the field that I am about to sell you, but this field isn't sold yet. Hashtem yadeyu. But isha biyadal akdish ma'aseh yadeha? You're telling me theoretically it's in her hands. She owns them. Thank you very much. What legal meaning is there to her ownership? Is it a legal meaning that she could make it hegdish now? No. Because there's a shibud on it, there's a lien on it to someone else. So you're telling me, yes, but theoretically she owns her hands. And we're not interested in the theory. When it comes to the question of Dovah Shalom Bale Olam, we're interested in the issue of whether you have legal rights or don't. Does she have legal rights to be magdashed now? No? Then you might as well compare it to a case where a guy already sold a field and says, when I buy this field back, it should be Kodesh. Is there somebody who holds it to Kodesh? If of course not. It's not yours to be magdish now, and therefore you're talking about what you'd like to do one day. Either you'll do it or you won't do it, but you certainly can't do it now. So why is it, you're trying to bring me a raya from a field? I'll tell you what to compare it to with fields. So sorry I didn't give my field to Agdash. That field I sold to you, you know, when I buy it back one day, it should be Kodesh. No, thank you. Big words. Mikicha. Is it Kodesh? I say, if anything, you've just proven the problem. The problem is that it won't help to say my Maaseya dying through saying my hands are Kodesh, because you can't be Makdish it. Someone else owns it. You're talking about the niceties. What do you mean he owns it? Doesn't really own it. He just owns the rights to it. I don't care what you call it, but the bottom line is he owns that, which makes it impossible for you to be Makdish it now.
Hold on.
That's not a fair comparison. I mean, you are going to the opposite extreme. That's reductio ad absurdum. I mean, you're trying to prove that the case of the Isha, if similar to the Soda, would only be similar to a Soda that was already sold. But that's not really true, because the hands are, in fact, in her Rishos. Now, let's talk about a case that's truly similar. I say, says Rav Papa, Midan, it's certainly not similar to your case. I agree with what you said to Rabbi Law. It's not similar to his case. Fine. Because his case is talking about where you own the field completely. But it's also not similar to your case. Because your case is where you don't own the field completely. You've already sold it. And Midan, is that the same? Gabe Zvina, when it comes to selling a field, Psika Miltayu, all rights to that field are now out of your hands completely. But what are we going to say? Gabi Isha Mipsika Milta, why, it's out of her rights completely. She has all the theoretical rights to whatever changes will take place. I will show you, as both Richie and Ava have pointed out, I'll show you a case that it's similar to. A mortgage. Look, I took out a mortgage on this field. Okay? And now it's mortgaged to you. So Sada Zusha Mishkanti Lecha. When I pay back the mortgage, it should be Kedush. So why isn't that a good Kedush? Because you still own, it's true that right now you can't be Makdish it because the guy said, wait a minute, buddy. That's my field until you pay me back in the mortgage. You can talk to the bank, don't talk to Hekdush. It doesn't really belong to you. It's like people say with their car. The car belongs to the Bank of Mizrahi. Thank you for the, for the congratulations on the new car. It ain't mine. So the same thing is true over here. But in that case, certainly, there's a difference because I do have an ownership that allows me to buy it back, and therefore that itself is a right. And that right should be sufficient for me to exercise now so that it should be chal when I do the buyback, that the hekdesh that I'm doing now is indeed a good thing. Wouldn't that be a good kedusha? Maskeful of Shishan, wait. That's not similar to that either. Because you could always pay back a mortgage early. But you can't get yourself divorced. In other words, there's a big difference to say the woman owns her yadayim. What does she own? She owns the rights to the fact that if she gets divorced, then they will be... but those aren't rights because she can't exercise them, because she can't force a divorce. Mashenkin over here, the case of the mortgage field. Does a woman have the legal ability to get herself divorced? Even if she would sleep with someone. So how long can you get divorced? Stay here and live as a aguna chayam. Safa. So she cannot create the state of divorce that will give her back her rights to her hands. Therefore, who cares if she has rights to her hands? I'll tell you what case is similar to. It's similar to a mortgage with a clause that prevents an early buyback.
Huh? Hala damia ela laamina kaveru sode zushi mishkanti lakala esu shanim likishev deram imcha takdish. So, but it's still going to be Kodesh, because at the end of the time it's going to be yours, you still have a right. So who cares? Maska Ravash. No, it's not similar to that either, because over there you have a built-in time for it to come back to you. Therefore, you still maintain that right in the theory, but the woman doesn't have a built-in time for when she's going to get divorced. So it's not similar to that either. Isha mi'itla kitzuta. So we're still stuck. Even if you want to say that the case in the Mishnah involves at least the current presence of a Yadayim, how would you justify the chalot of a neder on something that she doesn't currently have rights to, unless you hold Adam Magdish Davar Shelo Baliolam? Because there's two elements, remember, in Lo Baliolam. There's the thing that you want to give to exit, then there's your ability to do things with that thing, which is your ownership, your avoidance of liens, and so on and so forth. You've answered one, you haven't answered the other. That means we still have a problem with Shmuel's Psak Halacha. Here he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying that the woman's current neder will affect her husband if 20 years later she gets divorced. Despite the fact that she doesn't have an ability to get divorced, there's no time that makes her get divorced, and therefore she has no legal rights, even though she has theoretical rights to her Yadayim, those do not convey her any legal rights. And on the other hand, Shmuel Paskins, beferish like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, who says that an Adam cannot be Magdish something which he doesn't have legal rights to. Now, how do you explain that? So he's contradicting himself. The exciting solution awaits us at tomorrow's Daf Yomi at precisely...
I better not come late tomorrow.
Two minutes
with the amount that we still have left from tomorrow's Daf.
Konim shiniyosa al pi aba va pi avicha va pi achi ya pi achi ka eno yokola afer, because it's neither beno the veina nor obviously not neither in the nef she eno yosa al picha eno tzarich va afer. Rabbi Akiva omer, well, you better be nefer shem et adif alav yoter min arawilo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, yafer shem yigarshena v'ti asura alav. Omer Shmuel, Alach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which is amazing, because over here neither the Maisi Adayim exists, nor does her right to do anything with those Maisi Adayim, even if they would exist. And therefore, apparently the member, the Kesava Shmuel, Adam Magdish Davar Shelo Bali Olam, V'ramini, we know that Shmuel says the opposite. HaMagdish Ma'aseh Yedei Yishto, HaRei Zo Osa V'Yochelet, V'amotar, Rabbi Meir Omer Egdei, Shereb Yochanan Sander, Omer Chulin, V'amar Shua Lokar Rabbi Yochanan Sander, why Alok Rabbi Yochanan Sander? Obviously because Alma, Ein Adam Magdish Davar Shelo Bali Olam, and therefore it doesn't help to say that since when she dies, he will now be the owner of the Motar, that he can now be Magdish. So how do you explain that? How can he pass it both like Rabbi Yochanan Sander and like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri? He was only referring to the part of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri's statement, which was, don't worry about Hadafa. If you want to worry about possible gerushin. So then say so. Lema alok Rabbi Yochanan Nuri behadafa inami. You could say again where the Ron's girsa inami alok Rabbi Akiva. Ein alok Rabbi Akiva. Both of hadafa inami alok Ketana Kama. Also, there's no problem not with hadafa and not with akher gerushin. This is the best thing to say, because after all, you all ain't a makdish davar shelo bali olam. Elam Rabbi Yosef is another issue over here. You're trying to compare Magdish Dovah Shein Lo Bali Olam to Konamot. Shainei Konamot, Ho'il V'Adam Oser Perot Chaveru Alav. On himself, Oser Navi Dovah Shein Lo Bali Olam Alav. I'm like, but she's not answering it on herself, darling. She's answering it on her husband. That's trying to answer somebody else's thing on somebody else. It's ridiculous. Fine. Are Adam Oser Perotav al Chavero? I mean, either you have your own self to define or you have the Perot to define. How could you be answering on your husband, a Dover Shalom Baal Leolam, al Chavero? In Adam Oser Perot Chavero al Chavero? El Amar of Winnebred of Yeshua will have to say it's talking about a Dover Shalom Yesh Baal Leolam, and that is, Be'omerit Yikachu Yadai La Oseyem. Because the Yadayim exists, the Idnu Baal Leolam. So what? She doesn't own her Yadayim. How could she be marked as something she doesn't own? The Kiyomer Achikatsha, Vamesh Abdan Yadah Lebal. No, the Amra Lukhi Megarsha. So what? But Hashtamiyat Lo Megarsha. To be marked as Kiyomer Achimahani. What makes you think such a thing would help if you don't hold other Magdis Dovashim Abaliola? Amra Bilo, why not? Look. If somebody, my Lomel Chavero, Sada Zushani Mocher Lecha, and right now, doesn't she own? She owns her Yadayim. Basically, she's in a talik of selling her Yadayim, so to speak. Because she's constantly handing over her Maisi Yadayim to her husband because of the Sheba. But she really owns her Maisi Yadayim, her Yadayim. So then it's the same thing as saying, over here, the divorce is the equivalent of the Akhena Mimcha. Why wouldn't that be better? Same thing over here. Markifla Rabbi Yirmiyah, it is not the same thing in the least. Because over here, the fact that there's a shibud means that she has no rights. Me, dummy. Right now, all of the rights are, forget about the ownership, the technicalities, the rights are in her hands. What are you going to tell me? That Isha biyadala agdish ma'aseh yadeh, she has no rights at all to frey agdish right now. Holo dami elolom lechavero sadezu shemachati lecha already lekishet chanamim chatagdish. Now that's ridiculous. Mikacha maskev rav papa. Now you're also wrong. I mean, Rabbi Law is wrong. That's true, but you're also wrong because it's not similar to sales. Bidami gabi zvina psika miltai gabi isha nipsika mil. What are you trying to say? We've cut off her hands. She doesn't own her hands. There's a lien on her hands. What's the comparison? Over here, you want to make it comparable to something. Why wouldn't that be a good kedusha? I own the actual body of the field. The bank has a lien, so I say, when I get rid of the lien, at that point, it should be kodesh. Why can't I do that? It's the same thing you're saying over here. When I get rid of the lien, how? By getting a get. So at that point, it should be kodesh. What's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference? There's a tremendous difference. You can get rid of a lien because you have the legal rights to pay it back. But over here, how can she get rid of the lien? It's not up to her to get a divorce. We're over there, there's no payback possible. The guy has the right to keep the use of the field for 10 years. And he says over there, so what's the difference? Milo Kaddish? What's the difference? Bottom line is, you own the actual field. All that the other guy has is a lien. Fine, I can't violate your lien, but I could certainly create dinim on this field that should be chal when your lien is over. So same thing over here. You have a lien for Bar Maisi Adayim when your lien is over. So then what I do is, Chal, Maskar Ravashi, what's the comparison? There we have a built-in period. Your lien will be over. What can we say is the value of the theoretical right to do something in the event of a gerusha which is not in her hands? So, Midame Hatam Kitz, Isha Mi'ita Kitzuta, a marriage is forever until divorce. But a mortgage only seems like forever.
Feels like.
Good.